Well, without question, the efficiency and effectiveness of the Naval Academy will be compromised while the government shutdown is in effect. The Naval Academy will remain open to the public during the shutdown period, but there will be some drastic reductions in services.
What type of services are those?
Well, first and foremost, it's important to put out that there is civilian staff as well as the regular military staff that has been exempted from the shutdown in order to provide for the basic feeding, care, and safety of the Naval Academy, security forces, sexual assault prevention and response team members, very basic IT needs, and also our Midshipman Food Services Division. I would say every single civilian instructor at the Naval Academy, as of right now, as part of the government shutdown, has been furloughed, and that will have an adverse impact, obviously, on the class schedules.
What kind of a percentage is that? If folks aren't familiar with how many civilian instructors there are that help teach the midshipmen?
It is approximately 13% more civilian faculty than military here, which is significantly different from how the staffing is at West Point and the Air Force Academy, where they have predominantly more military faculty. So as of last May, we had about 508 faculty members, to include 287 civilians compared to 221 military. So obviously, with all of those civilian faculty members furloughed, that has an adverse impact on the classes.
So a time where the registrar's office earns their keep trying to keep everybody in class?
Well, I would take that one step further and say that the registrar's office, as of right now, is closed because of the furlough. So midshipmen will continue to attend classes right now in the event of the shutdown. We've been able to provide military instructors in certain departments to cover down on their civilian counterparts' teaching loads. But there are certain departments where there are many more civilians than there are military, and we just don't have the ability to provide the military coverage. So there will be class cancellations. There will be cancellations of labs, particularly in the physics, chemistry, and engineering. So we're sorting through right now what the long-term effect of this is going to be. But as of right now, this week, we can say that classes are being canceled and that this is affecting the Naval Academy adversely.
What about for folks who would come to Annapolis, who would want to come and look around, go to the different places where they're allowed to go once they're cleared onto campus?
The Naval Academy remains open to the public. I can't say right now with any granularity on how the tour schedule will be affected. But, you know, if anyone wants to, you know, come to the Naval Academy and come through one of the gates and walk around and visit this beautiful campus, they can certainly still do that.
What about events like athletic events for the different sport teams that the Naval Academy has?
Well, we just came out with a release today that as a result of the government shutdown, the Department of Defense has suspended all intercollegiate athletic competitions at the service academies. So the Naval Academy will cancel contests as appropriate, and notification on Saturday's football game against Air Force will be made public prior to noon on Thursday. But this evening, the men's soccer team was scheduled to play Howard here at the Naval Academy, and that game has been canceled.
And like you say, you don't know day by day, but like a big event like Navy football, now a portion of that is a 501c, I believe, with the Athletic Association, but what would be the dynamic for having to cancel an event like the football game?
I don't think right now it's appropriate for me to speculate on what impact that would have. Right now, the Naval Academy is focused primarily on training and educating our midshipmen, and like I said before, supplying the basic care and feeding of said midshipmen as they continue to pursue their education here. With regard to the football game on Saturday, we'll wait for to see how the government shutdown process continues on the Hill. But we're tracking right now on athletic competitions being suspended, being canceled, and we'll wait until Thursday to see about the football team.
Almost on a day-to-day basis as it goes, not knowing how long the shutdown would be.
I think that's accurate to say.
Okay. And other events, are there other events that people might come to or there would be on campus that would also be impacted?
I don't have any information beyond what I've already provided. Obviously we're seeing an adverse effect with academics, athletics, but we'll continue to be mission-oriented and mission-focused here, and the important thing for us is that we will continue to maintain the safety, security, care, and feeding of the midshipmen here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.